平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们在读圣经前，先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers before we read the Bible.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks and praises.
我们谢谢你借着你的爱子预备而且成就这个救恩。
Thank you that through your beloved Son, you have prepared and accomplished this salvation.
使我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
So we can come before you boldly without fear.
使我们能够与你交通，能够进入你跟你儿子的交通。
So we can fellowship with you and enter into fellowship with you and your Son.
我们实在谢谢你给我们这特别的权利和极大的怜悯和恩典。
Truly, we thank you for giving us this privilege and such great mercy and grace.
当我们在这里，这段时间，我们求你再一次施恩给我们。
We do pray that you be gracious to our time.
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的说话。
Speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
唯有你说话，我们才能有所得着。
Only that when you speak, then we can gain much.
唯有你说话，我们才能认识你，才能摸到宝座。
Only when you speak, then we can know you and touch the throne.
唯有你说话，才能叫我们的灵能够心意，叫我们能够灵里面遇见你，能够心意更新和变化。
Only when you speak, then we can meet you and our mind can be renewed and transformed.
求你怜悯我们，用你极丰盛的怜悯，能够在我们身上。使我们今天每一个在你面前的都被你自己遇见。
May you be merciful to us, so that your mercy is upon us, that each one of us here can be met by you.
愿你得到荣耀，我们在你面前得到建造。
May you receive glory, and we can be edified by you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们昨天有一群弟兄姊妹在一起，读这个诗篇。
Yesterday we have a group of brothers and sisters read study the Psalm together, book of Psalm together.
我们实在觉得很有主的怜悯和供应。
Truly, we feel much of Lord's grace and provision.
我们也欢迎弟兄姊妹跟我们享受主的恩典。
We also welcome brothers and sisters to join us to enjoy His grace.
所以我们在招待桌上有这个读诗篇的这个参考的录音。
Therefore, we have the MP3 prepared on the reception desk for the Book of Psalms, the reference.
不过那个参考录音不是昨天聚会的录音，是我们参考资料的录音。
But the recording was on the reference sources, not the recording of our gathering yesterday.
我很可惜只有中文，对不起，没有英文。
Unfortunately, we do apologize that it's only in Chinese, there's no English.
所以如果弟兄姊妹觉得你想要在诗篇上多有点领受的话，也许这是一个很好的帮助。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you would like to understand more on the Book of Psalms, I think it's very helpful.
我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read few places of scriptures.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
这后段就是进入我们的救主耶稣和进入与他儿进入他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通。
The second part is that unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
使徒行传第二章。
Book of Acts, chapter 2.
四十二节
Verse 42,
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，交接就是交通，拨饼，切祷。
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在圣在殿里 在家中剥饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And they continually daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
再请翻到哥林多前书十一章。
And please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
十七节开始。
Start from verse 17.
我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse.
第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。
For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believed it.
在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐。
When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper.
因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉。
For in eating, everyone takes before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken.
你们要吃喝难道没有加吗？还是藐视神的教诲，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。
What have you not houses to eat and to drinking, or despise you the church of God that shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus the same night in which he was betrayed took bread.
祝谢了，就拨开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take ye, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我用是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨，是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的，与患病的，死的也不少。
For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
当我们受审的时候，是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
所以我弟兄们，你们聚会的时候，应当彼此等待。
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another.
若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事，我来的时候再安排。
And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
再请翻到第十章，前面第十章。
Please also turn to
十四节开始。
Ten verse, start from verse 14.
我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。
Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry.
我好像对明白的人说的，你们要审查我的话。
I speak as to wise men, judge you what I said.
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？这统领就是交通的那个字。
The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Communion means fellowship.
我们虽多，人是一个饼，一个身体，因我们都是分受这一个饼。
For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread.
你们看，属肉体的以色列人，那吃祭物的，岂不是在祭坛上有份吗？
Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar?
我是怎么说呢？岂是说祭偶像之物算得什么呢？或说偶像算得什么呢？
What say I then? That the idols is anything, or that which is offering sacrifice to idols is anything?
我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与神、与鬼相交。
But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils.
啊，相交就是交通那个字啊。你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯；不能吃主的筵席，又吃鬼的筵席。
You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Yet you cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils.
我们可惹主的愤恨吗？我们比他有能力吗？
Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?
啊，最近我们在读《使徒行传》。
Recently, we have been reading on Book of Acts.
我们现在读到第十章，要往十一章的方向去。
We have been reading chapter 10 and going on chapter 11.
我们在一起读《使徒行传》的时候，我自己个人有一个很深的感觉。
I have a very deep impression as we read the Book of Acts together.
就是在初期，在教会初期的那些圣徒啊，他们跟神的关系是很亲密的，所以对于跟在神里面的神的工作在神里面的，在那个圣灵里面的交通是很熟悉的。
Because the saints during the early church days, they have such an intimate fellowship with God. Therefore, the fellowship among them is very familiar.
所以被选出来服侍的弟兄姊妹，特别是服侍的人，他们能够彰显神的同在和神的工作。
Therefore, those who are chosen and those who serve God, they can manifest the work of God.
而且很能够进那个身体肢体的功用。
And they can really fully manifest the function of the body.
就是这个肢体呢，能够彰显基督的荣美出来。
And the members can manifest the beauty of Christ.
而且不止如此，当教会遇到一个阶段要往前去的时候，这个神有工作，那个教会或弟兄姊妹呢，很能够接受。
And not only that, but when church comes to a stage, they should move forward. When God does the work, and the church, the saints can accept.
也就是蒙恩得救的圣徒呢，他也知道，他很清楚，能看得懂神在做什么。
It means that the saints receive the saved by grace, they can really understand and clearly see what God would like to do.
除非我们遇见神，除非我们跟我们的神、跟我们的主有很亲密的交通。
Unless we meet God, unless we have a very intimate fellowship with our God, our Lord.
否则许多时候神做的事情我们可能还不知道。
Otherwise, we do not understand what God does.
或者神说的话我们也不明白。
And we do not understand what God speaks.
那这样子呢，我们就很难跟得上神的带领。
Then it's very hard for us to catch up with God's leading.
对于我在看那个《使徒行传》的时候，我就觉得我自己很羡慕能够成为那一个能够跟得上神带领的那一群人。
Therefore, when I read the book of Acts, I really desire to be one of those who can follow Lord's leading.
我们也盼望主把这样的一个羡慕和一个实际能够做在我们当中。
And we really hope that God can put this desire and reality into us.
那这次我们这次提到这个进入天父与神儿子的交通。
And here we mention to enter into the fellowship with God and His Son.
特别我们把这次的重点放在擘饼的聚会里面。
This time we put our focus upon breaking of the bread.
我刚蒙恩得救，受主的带领呢，起头是到了在擘饼聚会不太重视的聚会当中。
When I first got saved, I was brought into the meeting which did not really pay attention to the Lord's table.
所以我在那里聚会了相当一段时间。 但是我还不知道有波饼聚会这回事。
So I have gathered with them for such quite time that I still did not realize there's the Lord's table.
我只是每一个月呢有一次，然后他们叫领圣餐，然后呢，这个牧师在上面呢，我们有四，那有四个牧师，他们就一排，一人拿一个东，就是好像在分东西一样。
I only know that once a month they call it communion time, which there were four pastors and they were just parting something.
那我们呢，就站起来一个人想要去领，我就好像常常在领那个救济餐，啊，你们救济一样。
Then each one of us stood up to take what's being parted, and I just felt as if we are taking something from donation.
这到底什么意思呢？跟我有什么关系呢？我一概不知道。
I had no understanding of its meaning or what does it mean to me.
也没有人特别再去把这个意义呢告诉我们。
And nobody really tell us the meaning of it.
我只是觉得在那样一个环境里面，好像很仪式化，然后觉得很沉闷，这样。
I feel it was just like a ceremony and very dull.
那神呢，后来就把我带到注重薄饼聚会的弟兄姊妹当中。
Then later on, the Lord brought me to a group of brothers and sisters who pay attention to the Lord's table.
我当第一次去参加那个薄饼聚会的时候，我不知道那个叫薄饼聚会，但是呢，我印象很深刻。
Although when I first joined their Lord's table, I did not know it was called the Lord's table, but I had such a deep impression of it.
弟兄姊妹呢，又祷告又唱诗歌，又祷告又唱诗歌。
And brothers and sisters pray, sing hymns, pray again and sing more hymns.
没有人站起来讲道，没有人起来特别，好像有什么特别的活动。
Nobody stood up to share any message, nor any other activities were being done.
那我感觉就很。我觉得很稀奇，就是，哎，怎么唱诗歌也可以感动啊
？So I was very, very amazed that how could we be so touched just by singing hymns?
我在别的地方唱聚会也唱诗歌，但是就没有这种感动。
I also sang hymns at other gathering places, but I was not as touched like this.
我就是心里就觉得很不但很感动，还觉得足迹很饱足的感觉。
Not only I felt touched, but I felt so full.
而且不只是诗歌感动。连弟兄姊妹的祷告，哎，我都觉得好像摸到我心里的深处。
Not only I was touched by hymns, but even the prayers of the brother sister really touched the depths of my heart.
我实在还是不知道它什么意思。
But I still did not understand what it meant.
但是我知道，在这样的聚会里面，好像很享受。
But I know that I really enjoyed it in such gathering.
哦，这是从我的角度，我觉得很享受。
From my point of view, I feel I was so.I really enjoyed it.
我是直到后来教会安排我这个要这个教主日学的时候呢，要教这个初信造就的时候，我才开始对薄饼聚会有比较具体的，就是说明白。
It was not until later that I have to teach a new believer Sunday school class, then I start to understand a little bit about Lord's table.
原来薄饼聚会的主角不是我们，是主耶稣。
Then I realized the main person we should focus upon is not ourselves, but our Lord Jesus.
那我在那里经历的时候是弟兄姊妹们都与主耶稣交通，都与天父交通。
What I have experienced was that all the brothers and sisters have fellowship to Father and to our Lord Jesus.
每一个弟兄姊妹，整个聚会的那个灵是完全向着神去的，完全向主耶稣去的。
All the spirit of the gathering was toward the Lord.
所以看起来是向上交，是向上向主的交通。但是我坐在当中的时候，我也里面得到很大的响应。
So even though it seems like we fellowship upward, but as I sat there, I was deeply touched.
所以这给我很大的帮助。
Therefore, it helped me so much.
所以我们不要有一种想法，就是说我们如果专心亲近主了，我们与主交通了，我们跟人是完全不会产生交通的。
Therefore, let us do not think that if we focus our heart to fellowship with God, then we will not have fellowship with people.
其实刚好相反。
It's completely the opposite.
因为我们弟兄姊妹他专心的去敬拜、去赞美、去连于天上的宝座。
Because as brothers and sisters, to focus our hearts to worship, to praise, and to be connected with the heavenly throne.
所以我这个坐在当中的也不明白，但是我的心很敞开，我就。我就受他们在 在与主交通的那个交通当中就震撼了我。
Therefore, even though I was just sitting there, I did not really understand its meaning, but I really enjoyed it. I opened my heart. Therefore, this fellowship really had great impact on me.
所以把我带进到这个交通里面。
And that brought me to enter into such fellowship.
这是非常有福气的。
That's such a blessing.
所以这个交通是变成不但是天父与神儿子交通，也与蒙恩得救的人在一起交通。
Therefore, this fellowship is not just with the Heavenly Father and His Son, but also fellowship with all those who are saved by grace.
所以这让我们看到波饼聚会是何等的重要，也何等的丰富。
So we see how important and how abundant is the Lord's table.
我以前还听那个兰培德弟兄啊 ，Lance Lambert 弟兄他讲说，有一个姊妹哈，怎么样传福音都不会得救。
And I also heard from Brother Lance Lambert that there was a sister, regardless of how.
对，
there was the sister previously that no matter how people share gospel to her, she was not saved.
那有一次呢，她就来到波饼聚会里面。
Once that she came to the Lord's table.
聚完了会，她就跑去找负责弟兄。
After the gathering, she went to seek a responsible brother.
他说，我觉得我已经信了。
She told him that I felt I believed already.
他说怎么信呢？他说刚才你们在聚会当中，我看你们的行为里面就信了。
He asked her, "How do you believe?" Then she answered that during the Lord's table gathering, then I look at all of you, then I believed.
然后他说，但是我有个要求。
But she said, "I have a request."
你不能叫我这个像你们一样穿的这么样的朴素啊这些。
She said that you cannot ask me to just dress as common as you do.
因为他是一个就是在经济上很富裕的人，他穿的非常的体面，非常的就是豪华，你知道。
Because she was very wealthy, therefore the way she dressed is very looks very luxurious.
所以他以为每一个人都要就信主之后都要变成这个要穿得非常的朴素，非常的好像让人家觉得不起眼。
Then she saw that after everyone who believes the Lord, then they should dress very commonly.
但是他说我信了，但是你们不要要求我做这件事。
She told him that I do believe, but please do not ask me to do so.
那负责人说我们绝对不会要求你。
Then the brother says, "Definitely, we will not ask you like this."
经过一段时间之后呢，没有人要求他自己变化了。
Then after quite time, that even though nobody asked her to change, but she has changed.
所以你知道有一个有摸到属天实际的与主同在实际的这样的一个波饼聚会，是叫我们难以想象的丰富。
Therefore, it's very hard for us to imagine all its riches. For such Lord's table to have touched the reality of Lord's grace.
所以我们需要主的怜悯和恩典，叫我们的波饼聚会不能变成仪式。
Therefore, we need Lord's mercy upon us so that our Lord's table do not be just become a ceremony.
如果我们的祷告也是仪式，我们的唱诗歌也是仪式，我们的一切都是仪式，那就看不到神在当中的工作。
If our prayers and the hymns we sing and everything we do are ceremonies, then we cannot see God's work among us.
那我们回到这个哥林多前书和十一章和十章的告诉我们波饼聚会的东西。
So let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 11, which tells us about the Lord's table.
第十章二十节有一个词，他说你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐。
In chapter 10 verse 20, it says that I would not that you should have fellowship. I'm sorry.
主的晚餐这个词。
It says about Lord's Supper.
晚餐呢，事实上就是一个最正式的餐。
Supper is the most formal meal.
不但是最正式餐呢，我看一个参考的资料告诉我们说，这其实是预表呢，就是国度的救恩在国度里面的那个就是宴席。
And actually, not only it's very important, but it's a type of the salvation in the kingdom, the feast in the kingdom.
所以你就会发现，在这里所提到的这一个波饼聚会，超过我们的眼界。
So then you realize that the Lord's table mentioned here is surpassing what we see.
也就是说，当我们在这个波饼的时候，一面 是讲到主已经定死、埋葬、复活。
So on the one hand, this Lord's table mentions our Lord has already crucified, buried, and resurrected.
另外一部分呢，是把我们什么，给我们一个很强的渴慕，能够进到那个国度的宴席里面去。
On the other hand, it shall give us such a strong desire, so we desire to enter into the feast of the kingdom.
所以这里才有一段话说，你们聚会不是受益乃是遭损。
So then that's why here says that you come together not for the better, but for the worse.
对于信主的人，有什么是遭损的？
So for those who believe the Lord, what are the things who may get worse?
我们是从黑暗的权势里面被拯救出来，进入神爱子的国度里面。
We are being delivered from the power of darkness to enter into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
当主再来的时候，有一群圣徒要被判为配进入国度里面，与主一同作王掌权。
When our Lord comes back, there is a group of saints. They are being considered worthy to sit together with our Lord to reign together.
我们如果在地位上已经是属于神国度的人，但如果在天国上没有份，是不是损失啊？
If in our position we already consider to be the one belong to the kingdom of God, but if isn't that to be the worst if we do not partake this?
所以每一次的波饼聚会都好像在告诉我们自己说，你确定你在国度上是实际的吗？是有份吗？
Therefore, during each time's Lord's table, it's as if that we are to be, once again, we ask us, are you sure that you partake with the kingdom?
你不但是用现在这个饼和杯，你是不是愿意在主再来的时候，在他的国里面与他一同坐席，用他所给的新的杯、新的饼？
Not only that now you partake the bread and the cup, but are you willing to that when our Lord comes back again, that in his kingdom you sit together with him and partake the new cup and new bread together with him?
所以这给我们看到，我们波饼聚会在波饼的时候，不只回头看，还要什么？向前。
So it shows us that during the Lord's table, we do not only look back, but we should also look forward.
不只看到两千年前主耶稣已经死而复活了，已经在十字架上完成了救赎了。
Not only just see that 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus has already resurrected and accomplished salvation on the cross.
更要带着欢喜快乐的心，他要把我们带进到他的国度里面。
And we should even more have such glad and joy that he will bring us into his kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候，是彼此的激励，彼此的成全，彼此的扶持。
So when brothers and sisters gather together, that we should encourage and also edify and build up each other.
我们不但希望我们自己能够进国度，我们也希望我们至少能够认识，能够接触到的弟兄姊妹都能进到神的国，能够进到天国里面。
Not only that we hope ourselves can enter into the kingdom, but we also hope all the brothers and sisters we know, we meet, can also enter together.
所以你就发现我们在擘饼的时候，我们要看重。
So we know that we should really pay attention when we break the bread.
所以如果我们看重的话，我们就愿意早早的来。
If we really pay attention, then we really hope he can come back soon.
如果我们看重的话，我们就要注意我们的光景。
If we pay attention, then we shall really pay attention to our own condition.
因为国度是讲到什么？国度是跟公义有关系的。
Because the kingdom has to do with righteousness.
就是我们不愿意在神面前落在不义的光景底下。
It's that we are not willing to be under the condition of unrighteousness before God.
有任何的不义、犯罪，愿意在来波饼聚会以前，先把它处理掉。
We hope that we can be dealt with any unrighteousness and sins before we come to a table.
就是什么都不在乎，然后不连我们自己有不义的情况我们都不知道，只有来擘饼呢，就我们不但是没有受益，而且是造损。
It should not be that we are so ignorant to the point that we do not even realize we are under the unrighteous condition. Then in that case, then we are not for the better, but for the worse.
所以我们来擘饼聚会不是等到到了才预备，应该是来以前就先预备。
Therefore, when we come to the table, it's not that we are prepared after we come here, but we should be prepared even beforehand.
你会发现哈，如果我 来以前不预备好。
You realize that if I'm not prepared before I come.
那我来到这一群弟兄姊妹，每一个都是预备好的弟兄姊妹当中。
Then after I come to join those brothers and sisters who are each one of them are prepared.
就弟兄姊妹点诗歌，我里面不震动。
Then when brothers and sisters sing hymns, then I do not feel impact.
弟兄姊妹祷告，我里面不响应。
And when brothers and sisters pray, I do not echo.
哦，我现在讲的不是那喜欢点诗歌的点诗歌哈。
I'm not talking about those who like to point out a hymn.
因为聚会的主权是圣灵是主。
Because it is the Holy Spirit, the Lord, who has the authority of this gathering.
所以一个好的波饼聚会，这个诗歌应该是有流的，你说是，你能看到那个信，而且把我们一直带到天上宝座去的。
Therefore, a good gathering, we will really see this flow that will bring us to the throne in heaven.
所以点诗歌不是照着我们喜欢去点，而是有圣灵在当中带领运行在点。
Therefore, when we point out the hymns, it's not according to our own likes, but it's according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我没有预备好，就虽然圣灵的流在那里走的，我一点都没有感受。
But if I'm not being prepared, even though there's the flow of the Holy Spirit, but I do not feel it.
我就像个局外人一样。
I'm just like someone standing outward.
啊，但是如果我预备好了，虽然我没有点诗歌，我也没有做什么，但是我里面能够响应。
But if I'm prepared, then even though I do not point out any hymns nor do anything else, but I can echo with each other.
我有很多次啊，我有时候翻在那个诗歌翻在那里。我有感动要点那首诗歌。
There are many times that I turn to certain hymn and I really touch to point this hymn out.
结果不是我点，是别人点。
But then it was not me, it was someone else who pointed.
我知道这个感动是一致的。
I know that we are in same accord.
哎，有时候在祷告的时候哈，哎，我又感觉到哎，好像某个人要开始祷告了。
Then during the prayers, I also felt as if someone would start to pray.
哎，果然他就开始祷告了。
And it was really that person who started to pray.
这表示里面不但有重的交通，也有你也看得到横的运动在里面。
Therefore, we know this fellowship is not just vertical, but also there's horizontal fellowship within.
所以我们如果事先预备好了，我们来就很容易进入这个聚会的流。
Therefore, if we are prepared ahead of time, then it's very easy for us to enter into such flow.
很容易感动，受感动，就弟兄所受的感动，我也能够受到感动。
Then I'm very easily being touched with what other brothers and sisters are touched with.
甚至主恩待我的话，我也能够就是受主的引导，能够点诗歌，能够把主当得的赞美感谢归给他。
And if the Lord is gracious to me, then I can also point out hymns and give him all the praise and worship he deserves.
所以这是一个灵里面的交通。
So that's the fellowship within the spirit.
而且我们在这个交通中是远远看到那个国度的来临。
And during this fellowship, we can foresee the coming of the kingdom.
那国度在主耶稣来的时候是显现出来。
And the kingdom is being manifested when our Lord Jesus comes back.
但是今天在教会里面，虽然肉眼看不到，但是有那个实际。
But although we cannot see this with our fleshly eyes in church today, but it has its reality.
所以教会里面应当每一个弟兄姊妹都应该活在这个国度的亮光和国度的生命里面。
Therefore, each brother sister in church shall live in the light.And the life of this kingdom.
所以我们如果是活在这个实际里面的时候，你在波饼在交通的时候，你也在交通在与主在这方面的交通。
Therefore, if we live in such reality during the fellowship of the breaking of the bread, you are also within this fellowship.
所以这个你看到那个啊，当我们最近在读那个诗篇啊，你就看到那个诗人的感受啊，他们就是为了神的国度所产生的他们的经历而产生的感受。
Therefore, as we read the book of Psalms, you see that the psalmist, their feeling is really an experience, is really result of the kingdom and their of.
他们的心所盼望的就是神的国要在地上如同在天上。
And their heart really desires that God's kingdom to be on earth as it is in heaven.
但他们所处的环境是与神敌对的环境。
Although the circumstances they were in were opposite, were opposed against God.
所以他们里面就有很复杂的那些 感受，但他们也经历神那奇妙的工作。
So they had a lot of complicated struggles within them, but they also experienced God's work.
所以当这个我在这个思想的时候，如果我们进入那个国度的交通，像在马太福音那个八福，对我们来讲是变成实际的。
Therefore, as I meditate, I feel that if we're able to enter into the fellowship of the kingdom, then the beatitude mentioned in the book of Matthew become a reality to us.
那八福说什么？就是虚心的人有福的，因为天国是他的。这个虚心就是邻里贫穷的人。
The beatitude says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哀痛的人有福的，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
当你在主面前，你得过主的安慰，你在擘饼聚会里面，你把感谢赞美归给主，这是太容易的事情。
It would be very easy for you to give thanks and praise to the Lord when you have received much comfort from the Lord.
温柔人有福的，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
连续仁的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the poor in heart, for the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
为义受逼迫人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
所以如果我们真的活在国度的光中，
Therefore, if we really live in the light of the kingdom,
你在擘饼的时候与主交通是非常的实在的。
Then it's very real when you are fellowship with the Lord.
你不会觉得它是一个形式。
You do not think it's just a ceremony.
所以纪念主对我们来讲是一件真实的。
Therefore, to remember the Lord is very real to us.
擘饼聚会的一个重要就是纪念主。
One of the important things during the Lord's table is to remember the Lord.
不但纪念主的死，值得埋主的埋葬，主的复活。
Not only remember his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
纪念主的升天，也纪念主要再来。
Also remember his ascension and remember he will come back again.
要纪念父神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
To remember the will of Heavenly Father is to be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
所以，如果我们对于主所给我们的盼望是实际的。
Therefore, if we have this reality of hope with what Lord will give us,
我们甚至里面有一个实际，能够把主的心意能够宣告出来。
Then we should have this reality in us that we would like to proclaim the Lord's will.
这宣告就是一个见证的。
To proclaim is a testimony.
所以这是主的晚餐，在主的晚餐里面我们所看到的。
So that's what we see during the Lord's Supper.
而且这个就是说我们在来聚会之前呢，或者我们在擘饼之前呢，应当先处理这个我们的罪的问题。
Therefore, before we come to break the bread, our sins shall be dealt with first.
不但是处理个人罪的问题，也处理弟兄姊妹之间彼此和睦的问题。
Not only our sins shall be dealt with, but also the harmony between brother and sister should also be dealt with.
因为这个饼呢，它也代表一个身体，不是代表主他为我们裂开而已，它也代表我们也在里面。
For this bread represents a body, not only just represent our Lord's body broken for us, but also means that we are part of this body.
有一个弟兄他曾经有这样的经历。
One brother has such experience.
他呢，在还没有信主的时候，几乎被人打死了。
Before he believed the Lord, he was almost shot to death.
就是有一个他原来是他的朋友， 因为向他借钱，后来不想还钱，就拿枪呢打他，在他身上打了四枪。
One of his friends borrowed money from him, but he did not want to return the money, therefore he shot him four times.
这四枪里面呢，三枪是在致命的位置。
Out of those four times, that three were very in the critical places on his body.
但是这个弟兄呢，就是在命很危急的时候，他接受了主。
But this brother, at a very critical condition, he has accepted the Lord.
不但接受了主呢，医生本来是认为他这个人是一定死的，如果不死呢，也是一个很重的残废。
Not only he believed the Lord, but the doctor even thought that he would die. If not die, then he should be paralyzed.
结果没有想到他没有死，而且呢，后来本来应该残废的呢，后来渐渐也好起来。
But he actually did not die, and also, even though he was diagnosed to be paralyzed, but later on he got recovered.
这个过程当中，他起头是他接受的主，他得救了。
During this process, at first he was saved and believed the Lord.
后来呢，有一次他在想说，他在想说，就他正好读到马太福音十八章啊，那个要饶恕弟兄那一段。
And later on, he read in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, about forgiving brothers.
那他读了，心里很受感动。
Then he was very touched.
他没有想到，他很受感动的时候呢，这个办案子的这个检察官呢，就来找他。
He did not realize that when he was so touched, the prosecutor actually came to look after him.
那检察官就问他说，那个人拿枪打你，是他说他是这个是枪走火，那我现在问你，你认为是枪走火呢，还是他是真的要把你打死？
The prosecutor asked this brother that as the other person shot you with gun, and the other person say that it was an accident. So let me ask you, is really an accident or he did this on intention?
这神很奇妙，就刚好在他这个读完了马太福音十八章，他心里非常受感动的时候，检察官就来问这个问题。
It was very amazing that just right after he was so touched by reading Gospel Book of Matthew chapter 18, then the prosecutor came to ask him.
就他说，啊，枪走火，枪走火。
Then he told the prosecutor that it was by accident.
因为他心里想说，他看了那一段话，当然要饶恕他，所以他就饶恕他，放他走吧，就。
Because after he read the Gospel Book of Matthew chapter 18, then he saw that we should forgive. Therefore, he forgave him and he thought he should let him go.
所以那个用枪打他的人就没有受重的刑罚。
Therefore, the one who shot him was not under serious judgment.
很快就从这个事情上得解脱了。
Then he was being released.
但是这个弟兄他没有想到说他原谅了别人之后，他自己身体是非常非常的严重的受损。
But for this brother, he did not realize that after he forgave others, but his body was still under bad damage.
等他从医院出来，然后要做复健的时候，他才发现他非常的痛苦，非常的难受，是身体上痛苦，心里更痛苦。
After he came out of hospital and started the physical therapy, then he was under much suffering, both physically and mentally.
他虽然是受的最好的医疗的帮助，但是他所受的痛苦也是最极端的痛苦。
Even though he was under such great medical help, but the suffering he went through was so extreme.
因为这个痛苦，他就回想说，我当时放他走，我是不是放错了？他在那里逍遥，我在这里这么痛苦。
Because of this kind of suffering, then he started to doubt, was it right that I let him go? That he's now so free, but now I'm under much suffering.
他心里就越想越不对，我真的是做错了，我干嘛放他走呢？
The more he thought about it, the more he felt that I did it wrong. I should not have let him go.
他越想，心里就越苦，越苦就越往坏的方面走，越走他的身体也不好，心里更不好。
The more he thought about it, the more bitter he became, and the more bitter he became, then the worse of his both physical and mental condition he became.
到了一个地步，他的思想都不能集中了。
And to the point that he could not even concentrate on his thoughts.
所以在他身上非常难过。
Therefore, he had much suffering physically.
我也在他这样非常难过的时候，有另外一个弟兄就去帮助他说，告诉他说，你真的要从心里彻底的饶恕那一个人。
And in such bad condition, then another brother came to help him to say that you should really forgive this person from the depths of your heart.
那当他就是最后接受了这个建议，所以他后来逐渐的好起来。
And he accepted the suggestion, then slowly he recovered.
结果没有想到，后来过一段时间呢，他得了个消息说。那个拿枪打他人，他也信了耶稣了。
And he has never thought of that. Later on, he heard that the person who shot him actually also believed the Lord.
他也想说，哇，报仇的机会没有了。
Then he thought to himself, "There's no chance for me to revenge anymore."
那再过一段时间呢，又一个机会，有一个聚会呢，就请他去交通他这个生，就是这个经历的感受。
Then later on, there was a gathering invite him to share about his experience.
但没有想到呢，那次去呢，也把那个人请来了。
And he has never thought of that. That gathering also invite the person who shot him.
而且那天有薄饼聚会。
And that day there was Lord's table.
他在那个聚会前，他在那里很痛苦，甚至心里在那里很挣扎。
Before the gathering, he was under much struggle and suffering.
他心里想说，我要拨这个饼吧。
He thought to himself, "Should I break this bread?"
我若拨这个饼，就是代表说我要彻底的饶恕那个人，而且要接纳他，他是我的弟兄。
If I break this bread, then it means that I should completely, thoroughly forgive him, and also that person is my brother.
如果不愿意饶恕他。那我就不能拨这个饼。
If I'm not willing to forgive him, then I cannot break this bread.
他就心里在那里非常的挣扎。
So he was under so much struggle in his heart.
后来主的爱摸到他。
Then the Lord's love touched him.
主说，我怎样饶恕你，你应该怎样饶恕别人。
The Lord told him that how I have forgiven you, you should also forgive others.
所以后来他在拨饼之前，就跟那个原来要置他于死地的人和好。
So before breaking of the bread, he reconciled with the one who was going to put him to death.
两个抱在一起痛哭。
Two of them hugged together and they were weeping together.
然后他们一起进到薄饼聚会，薄饼。
And together they entered the gathering to break the bread.
好像是薄完饼之后，有个意想不到的结果发生。
Then after the Lord's table, something happened unexpectedly.
那个打枪打他要置他于死地的人说，以后你的生活费是我负责。
Then the person who was going to shot him to death told him that I will take care of all your daily expenses.
但是我们实在看到这个薄饼不是一个仪式。
We truly see that breaking of the bread is not a ceremony.
不但宣告主的死，也同样宣告我已经与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Not only proclaim Lord's death, but also proclaim that I have already died, buried, and together resurrected with the Lord.
那这个饼呢，不但是讲到主的身体，而且呢，主因为他救我们的缘故，把我们归在他的身体里面，所以我们在这个身体是有份的。
And this bread does not only talk about Lord's body, but for him to save, because he has saved us, therefore we become part of this body and partake of the Lord.
第十章有这么一句，有这么一个词。
In chapter 10, it says,
他说你不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的筵席，又喝鬼的筵席。
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil. You cannot be partakers of Lord's table and of the table of devils.
这里有一个是主的筵席。
Here is the Lord's table.
啊，英文讲的是桌子，其实原文就是主的桌子。
The original text means the Lord's table.
那这里讲什么？讲到主的桌子，就是把我们特别，你看这里这一段话特别讲到在灵里面的交通。
So this verse specially talk about the fellowship in spirit.
那这里呢，就好像把我们带到圣殿里面。
Then here as if it takes us into the temple.
圣殿里面在圣所的部分有一个桌子，陈设饼的桌子。
There's the table for the showbread in the holy place.
所以我们来拨饼的时候。我们是来到这个桌子面前。
So as we come to break the bread, we come before this table.
是我们在殿里面与主交通。
We fellowship with the Lord in the temple.
我们在殿里面与主交通，我们不但是纪念主的死，也支取主的丰富。
As we fellowship with the Lord in the temple, not only we remember his death, but we also remember his riches.
当我们看到那个诗篇可拉的后裔他们写的诗里面。
When we read the Psalms, which was written by the descendants of Korah,
那在他们魂里面有些感受。
They had some feelings in their souls.
他说我的心可想你，渴慕神。
And they say, what our heart's desire is.
有的说什么，这个，是什么？他说我心切慕你，啊，我心可想你。
He says that my soul thirsts for God and my heart pants for him.
这个心呢，这是魂呢，我的魂渴慕神，就切慕神。
Chinese is heart, but it's actually the soul.
那还有一个地方说，我的魂呢，我的心极其悲伤，这就是我的魂呢，非常的悲伤。
It says my heart is full of sorrow. It's actually my soul is full of sorrow.
那还也就是说，我的心呢，你为何忧闷？
And one verse says that, why is my soul cast down within me?
为何在我里面烦躁?
Why is my soul distressed in me?
所以有时候那个魂呢，是什么？是下沉的。
So sometimes the soul is being cast down.
有时候魂是很烦躁，很混乱的。
And sometimes the soul is so distressed, full of confusion.
但是当我们来到圣所，来到至圣所。
But when we come to the holy place, the holiest of holies.
亲自遇见的神，我们里面整个活过来。
After we meet God Himself, then we are being quickened.
所以他说他是我脸上的光荣。
So He said that He is the light of my countenance.
他也是我脸上的拯救。
And also the deliverance of my countenance.
所以真正来波饼聚会的时候，你要看到，就是你要进到这个灵里面的交通。
So as we come to break the bread, we should enter into the fellowship within the Spirit.
虽然我们是在地上，但是我们能够摸到天上的宝座。
Although we are on earth, we shall be able to touch the heavenly throne.
我们能跟坐在宝座的主有灵里的交通。
We should have the fellowship with the Lord on the throne within the Spirit.
所以使得我们不但可以把赞美感谢归给主，让他得荣耀，而且呢，我们这个人也完全被更新恢复起来。
So not only that we can give him all the worship and praises so he received the glory, but also ourselves are being quickened and renewed.
我们非常感谢主给我们机会，能够经常有波饼的聚会。
We really thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity for often have the Lord's table.
我们是在求主帮助我们在每一次的聚会中都遇见他。
We really hope the Lord helps us so we can meet him in each gathering.
在每一次的聚会中都进到至圣所。
So each time we gather, we enter into the holiest of holies.
在每一次的聚会中，也让我们对国度的盼望和国度的实际能够。
So each time we gather, we can really enter into its reality as our hope toward the kingdom and its reality.
而且叫我们能够在每一次的聚会时候，我们心里有把握，当主再来的时候，在基督的台前，我们是可以站得住的。
And also we have such assurance as we gather that when our Lord comes back, we can stand before His judgment seat.
所以这个问题我们现在不解决，我们就只好留到主再来的时候才解决。
So if we do not deal with those issues, then we can only be dealt with after our Lord comes back.
但主给我们恩典，一次又一次的波饼，就是什么？一次一次在他再来的基督台前来以前，已经我们一切负面的东西统统解决掉。
But the Lord still have mercy upon us. So each time we have chance to break the bread, it means that we are fully dealt with before He comes back and before His judgment seat.
我们是活在那个真正的交通当中，活在主给我们的实在的盼望里面。
We live in such a fellowship and also live in the reality of the hope He has given us.
所以我们在拨饼的时候，我们很大胆的宣告主的死。 宣告主的复活，在世人面前，在弟兄姊妹面前，在天使面前，在黑暗的势力面前做见证。
Therefore, each time as we break the bread, we can boldly without fear to proclaim his death and proclaim his resurrection and to testify before people, before the angels and before the power of darkness.
所以这个聚会应该是非常的活的，非常的新鲜的，而且是非常有神同在的。
So this gathering should be living fresh and also full of his presence.
如果我们进入这个时期，你不会愿意太晚到。
If we really enter into such reality, you will not be willing to come late.
你不会愿意波饼聚会只是来应付一下。
And you will not be willing that you just come and then do it very casually.
你愿意能够早早的在主面前预备好，能够进入这个真正的交通。
You be really hope that you can be fully prepared and enter into this fellowship.
盼望主把我们带到一个积极，能够在主面前能够让主得荣耀的光景。
Pray that our Lord bring us into such active and a condition which our Lord can receive glory.
我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你宝血遮盖这些的话。
Lord, we do pray your precious blood cover those words.
我们也求你圣灵亲自给我们第一手的启示。
And may your Holy Spirit give us the first-hand revelation.
使我们在主里的交通能够更能够让主你自己喜悦。
So that our fellowship within the Lord, that you can be pleased.
使我们的波饼聚会不但有属天的交通，也能够在弟兄姊妹灵里面能够相互的深渊与深渊的相应。
So not only there's the heavenly fellowship during our Lord's table, but also brothers and sisters can echo with one another in the spirit.
叫人来到我们当中，人要说，我们知道神，我们的主在你们当中。
So when people come in the midst of us, they can say that they know that God is in the midst of us.
求我们宝贵的主做那人所不能做的工作。
Pray our precious Lord do the work that man cannot do.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.